either way, the fact that there is a
according to the Rambam's Psak, based on the different readings of the Gemara, not everybody agrees. Tur doesn't agree that there's an Iser Lihonos from the Gezel. So what would that imply? So I suggested after the Shir that implies for the Rambam that in addition to the question of Chiyav Hashava and everything else, the fact is that even L'Achar Yiyush there remains a Shem Gozel B'cheftza. And that Shem Gozel is what is responsible for the Yisra Not. So that's going to be a very important issue. Just keep that in mind. That's very important, as you can already know, for Shita Sorbenu Tam and possibly some of the other Rishonim as well, with regard to the issue of Mitzvah Havavah Avera. The whole point is that even after Kinyan Yiyush, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Chepetz is yours, there's no Chiyav Hashavah, you keep it in every respect. Nonetheless, the Shem Gozel persists, and that's why there is a concept of Mitzvah Havavah Avera. The question is whether Rishonim would disagree on the argument of Mitzvah Havavah Avera, that for Mitzvah Havavah Avera it's not enough to have a Shem Chepetz Shel Avera, but there has to be some connection to the actual Maisa Mitzvah or the Maisa Avera or the Kinyan in the Avera. That's what's going on in that argument. Or basically, Lu Yitzuyer, that we agreed that Yush Kedi Kani leaves a Shem Gozel B'cheftza, we would agree that there's a Mitzvah B'Avera. The question is whether that's true or not, whether or not once there isn't a complete Kinyan, the Cheftza isn't completely destigmatized, let's say, from the Shem Gan of a Gozel. That's one of the things that we're going to have to look at. So that Rambam is very important for that issue, because Rambam is basically saying even in a situation where there'll be no chovas hashava, etc., nonetheless, there is a stigma of gozel b'cheftza for a third party, which is what the Rambam is talking about, a third party, not even the gozel himself.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Have you seen anything that the Rambam doesn't have this right now, by
Neva? That he doesn't mention it. Again, you'd have to assume that there's that distinction. Again, that I guess if you accept the view that he makes the distinction with regard to some of these other points, and especially I guess regarding Yiyush, if you felt somehow that the Kinyan Yiyush is stronger in Geneva than it is in Gezelos, then maybe it would be a Pesach for that as well. I just thought that the Rambam is just putting all those halakos in Parakei. Again, he doesn't have some of the other dinim of Parakei, Hilchos Gezeila, and Hilchos Geneva either. So again, the more radical view is to say that he really is mechalik between Geneva and Gezeila. In absence of clearer evidence, I would assume more that these halachos maybe are, my approach would be, they're manifest more in Hilchos Gezeila, or for some other reason he discovered them in Hilchos Gezeila. It's hard for me to believe that there's no Isra Hana at all from a Chepetz Hagana. That would, to me, that would be... sensational and would require a little more evidence. Okay. Anyways, we'll get back to some of these issues when we get to Mitzvah Vavaveira, but they are very important for that. Let's finish off what we began with. We discussed Yush Kedi Kani, and now we're discussing Yush Kedi Lo Kani. So if Yush Kedi Lo Kani and Isura Asaliado is the determining factor, so is there anything left of Yush? Is that equivalent to saying that La'achar Yeush is Kimo Lifne Yeush? Since Yeush doesn't have any effect, Yeush Kedi Lo Kani. So this is what the last point that we're discussing, that's what we want to discuss today. So I guess to put it in a framework, partially, obviously, this depends on how the factor of Isura Asaliado works and what it accomplishes, and that we've discussed already. In other words, if Isura Asaliado tells us that there is no Maisa Yeush, or there's no Chalos Yeush at all, because, let's say, it's still... there's no ability to accomplish Yeush because of a Pnei Yoshua or Rabbi Yochanan type of a consideration. Or because since there's a Chiyuv Hashava, so in some sense it's not really Avud Mimenu, the Chiyuv Hashava, the legal obligation of Hashava itself kicks in and establishes that halacha. And here, I guess there is an opening between Mechalik, as we said, between Geneva and Gezela in terms of how much that would be accomplished if indeed you were to argue that Veheshev HaSagzela is stronger in Gezela than it is in Geneva. which is where the pasuk is, and so on. But if either of these are true, then it would be possible to argue, it would be very logical to argue, that Isura Asaliado is a decisive factor. Not only that Yush Kedilo Kani, but maybe even that Yeush doesn't take place, or Yeush is completely rendered insignificant. On the other hand, if we take the view that Isura Asaliado relates, taken to the other extreme, like the Rambam, like we were interpreting the Rambam, which is that the Chiyuv Hashava overrides the Kinyan. There really is even the potential for Kinyan. And occasionally that actual potential will be realized when the factor of Hashava somehow is less central or less predominant. And that's how we were trying to explain a number of the exceptions of the Rambam, the language of the Rambam, the formulations of the Rambam, and so on. So then it's obvious that even if you're going to get a situation where Yikiyush Kedi lo kani, where there's not a full kinyan, but nonetheless, it's not true to say that because of Yisur Asaliyado, that La'achar Yeush is kemo lifnei Yeush. You'd never say that for the Rambam. Certainly you'd never say that for the Rambam. Okay. Now the question is, for the people in between who believe that Yeush Kedi is never kani, but who don't necessarily think that Yisur Asaliyado renders Yeush completely insignificant, Ki'ilu lifnei Yeush. So according to them, is it going to be possible that Yeush will once again play a role? Okay. Now, what kind of role? So here we have to analyze several things. It's possible that it won't ever work absolutely, right? But it can work partially in combination with some other factor. Then you have to explain, why this other factor is able to overcome what is lacking in Yeush, why it too is not undercut by Isura Asaliyado, but maybe we'll be able to explain that. Especially if Isura Asaliyado refers to Hashava, and especially if it refers to the Hashava that is a result of the personal Maisa Avera, the act of Rishus of the Gana for the Gazlan. He stole it, and that's one of the things that makes him responsible to repay it. There are two aspects of Hashava, as we've tried to explain. There's a Hashava that flows mitzad hachefza, and because of the continuing connection to the nignav or the nigzal, right? You steal an object, and basically you're holding on to an object that isn't completely yours. The object itself is not yours. And that's why you have to return it. That's one reason you have to return the object. The other reason you have to return the object is because you stole it. So there are two elements. There's the nigzal aspect of Hashava, you could say, which is also mitzad hachefza. And then there is the gazlan's chovas hagavra in Hashava. The fact that he stole it is what imposes upon him the burden to return it. But it's theoretically possible that Yeush, from that point of view, Yeush determines what? That the nigzal part, and maybe partially the chefza part, is gone. Because he's given up on it, he's relinquished his rights. Okay, either v'derech hefker, probably not maisa hefker, but more v'ilechisar on kids, we explained, more of a state of mind kind of thing, but he's given up hope. So from the perspective, the hashava perspective of the nigzal, or the cheftza, so Yeush pretty much should be effective. But Isur Asaliyado is the problem, and Isur Asaliyado says, kishmo keinu, you did a maisa veira, you're the one who is responsible for taking this chefetz from the Bailim. Therefore, even if you could take the Bailim out of the equation, but from your point of view, you have the obligation to return it to him. That's a very powerful idea. But, Lu Yitzuyar, you had something which then kind of eliminates the Chovas HaGavra of the Gazlan, that aspect of the Chovas HaShava. So then you would have free and clear. You'd have a chefetz which is not encumbered by the demands or the continuing rights of the nigzal, and you'd have a chefetz which also is not limited by or obstructed by the personal obligations of the gazlan. So that would be a combination, Yeush plus something else, if something else took care of what the Isur Asaliyado left unfinished. So you would have Yeush plus another factor, the combination of which would work. That's one way to look at it. That's one issue to look at. The other thing to look at is, are there circumstances where we completely can neutralize the factor of Yisurah Aliyado, so that Yeush can work completely, you know, completely rehabilitate, totally rehabilitate Yeush. Get a Yeush which will be Kone Legamri because it's Batera Asa Liyado. That's not a combination Kinyan, that's finding a way around the initial obstacle. Just as the Rambam found a way around the initial obstacle in some, just that the Chiddush of the Rambam is it's in cases where, which aren't so obvious, because of a certain understanding of what Yisurah Aliyado is, and therefore the ability to more easily sidetrack it or neutralize it. So too, there might be ways for even the mainstream Rishonim to neutralize the factor of Yisurah. That's structurally what we're going to try, that we're trying to do. Yeah.
Yeah, about the fact that you still have to Mashamah even after the Yeush. So if you don't want to say that it's
Well, if you say that, let me put it this way. I think then you're back to saying that that the Surah Saliyado means that there's no Yeush, that the Yeush has no impact. So I think we've covered that already. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Let's just look at very quickly just some of the points here and then just analyze them, and then we'll go into the details. The idea that Yeush B'Surah Saliyado is nothing at all, that it is rendered completely insignificant, that it can do nothing unless it's, you know, completely rehabilitated by Tehra Saliyado, is a view of some of the Rishonim. The ones who say it, you have one radical formulation of it in the Tosfos Rid, I think we already mentioned. Tosfos Rid interprets the discussion on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph in that way. So let's have somebody just read very quickly Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah and the Gemara on Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, just the beginning of it at least. Ari, you want to do that? Not Lamoxon,
right? Right. Okay, so from the Mishnah?
Yeah, just very quickly, if you don't mind.
Not Lamoxon is the word, and the two of them are there, but two of them are there, and the two of them are there. Right? The two of them are there, and the two of
okay, so what's the case?
Either tax questions or the list of its objects, and the mother one speaking that it was perfect.
So the question is, they know that that came, that's stolen as well, and the question is whether or not they can keep the other one. Right, and the Mishnah seems to say, yes, Harel Shalom, they shall buy the Misyashin Mehen. And the Gemara? That's the beginning we'll look at for now. Very fascinating little piece in the beginning.
The first part was Dubrecha?
Yeah. Tana.
Tana, Yim Natal Machzir Lebal Yer Shalim. Kesavar Yer Shkilo Kani. Yikar Yisurat Aliyadeh.
So this is very interesting. So what does it mean? The simple reading of the Mishnah, of the Gemara, is that this Braisa is telling us the opposite of the Mishnah. Right? The Braisa is telling us in Nata Machsil Abayla Marishonim, and the reason is, Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, which sounds like it then means that the Mishnah is based on Yeush Kedi Kani. And since the Mishnah only mentions the factor of Yeush, that would be logical. So it sounds like there's a debate between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether or not Yeush Kedi Kani or not. And this Gemara then adds, which is also important, Umikara, go ahead, Mikara bi Surah Asaliyade. What do you mean Mikara bi Surah Asaliyade?
When he got the object, it still belonged to the original Bob.
So it's referring to the, what's the Mikara referring to? If you read the Gemara this way.
The second, when the listing gave you the,
so it refers to the recipient or the listed?
I guess the, well.
That's a funny word. The word mikara stands out here a little bit. Right? So what does it refer to? If you interpret this way.
So I guess you'd have to say listed.
Yeah. If you interpret that all that's going on in this Mishnah in Braisa is a debate about Yush Kedi, Kani, or Lo. The Mishnah says Yush Kedi, Kani, and the Braisa says Yush Kedi, Lo, Kani. So then the word umikara goes on the act of the listim or the moksin. Right? The listim and the moksin, when they originally attained this object, it was umikara bi'isura asa liyad. Correct? Okay. Then we'll hold off on this. We'll read the next line in just a minute. But if this is the case, so then of course another question arises, and that is, well, that's fine and good for Yush Kadi, whether it's Kani or Lo Kani, right? But what about another issue, Ari, namely, let it work. Let it work within Yush Vashini Rishus. After all, we're not talking about whether the Moksin or the Listim are able to keep the object. We're talking about whether or not the party who receives it, to whom it was transferred subsequently, did they have the right to keep the object? That's the issue. So why not say Yush Vashinui Rishus? If you're interpreting Yush Kadi Kani, in this sugya. So what's the answer to that question? What would be the answer to that question?
Maybe this is a Shinui Rishus.
Yeah, it's okay. So maybe this is not a Shinui. You'd have to, if this sugya is really just about Yush Kadi, you'd have to say this is not a Shinui Rishus. Why would it not be a Shinui Rishus?
Either because they didn't realize it wasn't his, or because they made him take it.
Okay, either Taus or Bal Karka. Okay, and Rishonim say different things. What did Tosa say? Tosa says Bal Karka. Tosa on Samech Zayin Amud Beis, right? That's Tosa said. The big long Tosas, which we're going to get to very soon. It's in our sites, I hope. But that's the line here, right? Just to pick out the words very quickly. Rabbeinu Tam Hiksha, right? Is that the line? I think so. Right, on Samech Zayin Amud Beis, and towards the end of the long Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam Hiksha, Nebagozel Basra, Mashum, Delul Yush Kadi Kani, Deparka Masnissin, Denata Mosim, Chamar, Benasilo, Chamar, Achea, Reza Shalo, Bekar Bisho, Melu'ula, Biyadua, right? Hasan Tanavim, Nata Masa, the Baila Marisha, Nefarish, the Kasava Yush Kadi Lo Kani, the Tamanir, the Lochashiv, Leishina Rishus, Mishum Dal Karchak, Nosnipa. Good. That's Tosas. Rabbi Kivager refers to this Tosas as well. We're obviously talking only about a case of Yush. There is no Yush Shina Rishus. So this debate in the Gemara is about Yush Kadi Kani or Lo Kani. And I'm just adding, the only Ha'ara that I'm adding, if you interpret this way, is that the word Mikara has to go on the original Moksim or Listim, why they are not comfortable. Because everything depends on them, there's nothing else. Fine. However, that's not, or it's not the whole story, at least according to... okay. Which Ravid talking about?
The Ravid
on Kuf Yadal. Okay. But even before we get to there, we'll get to that in a second. What? Not Tosis Rid, and not... Let's discuss Tosis Rid in a second. And even before that... we'll discuss in Yorn. Let's do Tosis Rid. Okay. What does Tosis Rid have to say? Or at least initially. Okay, we mentioned that, I think, last time. Tosis Rid is also... Everybody's bothered by this question. Okay, they're bothered by several things. They're bothered by, there being a Mishnah that says Yush Kadi Kani. Right? That seems to be a problem. That's one side of the problem. The other side of the problem is, if the sugya is talking about Yush and Shinui Rishus, so how can anybody disagree with that? So how could there be a mandamar that says Yush and Shinui Rishus Lokan? Yeah.
Couldn't it also be that one could say that Shinui Rishus would have to come after Yush?
Well, you certainly could say that, but who says that it didn't in this case? I mean, the Mishnah is assuming that there was Stam Yush Bailin before the Shinui Rishus. I mean, that's a machlokas on Kuf Tesvav, as we know. That's a machlokas in the Gemara, on Kuf Tesvav Medalef, whether or not Yeish Shishina Rishus, if it's going to work, has to be in the order of Yeish Shishina Rishus. We'll discuss that very soon. Or it can be Shina Rishus V'afilu Achakach Yeish. And then it's a machlokas on Rishonim, which day do we paskin like on Kuf Tesvav Medalef. But in this Gemara, there's every reason to think that the case is Yeish Shishina Rishus. Right? Harei Shalom, Ibnesha Bailim, Isyasha Mehem, when it was in the hands of the Listim or the Moksin, and now it's being transferred to the third party. So that, maybe, Bedochak, you could say that, but Bepashtus, that's not what's going on here. What does the Tosas Rid say originally? Then he goes back on it, but...
So this is Rashi, but there's a machloket in the Mishnah and the Breita, and the Mishnah thinks that it's Shinui Rishus. The Mishnah really does think it's Shinui Rishus, but the Breita thinks that there is no Shinui Rishus.
That there's no Shinui Rishus, or that the Shinui Rishus won't help? Yeah, so that's what the Tosas Rid says. Ola Bedaiti, originally, Ola Bedaiti. I mentioned this last time. Ola Bedaiti Lefarish. This is on Kufi Dalad Amid Aleph. Ola b'dayti lefaresh. De emase arminon yush v'shinu rishus kona. Hani mili ki arminon yush kedi kani. V'hani shinu rishus. Well, the question is, if you hold yush kedi kani, so what do you need the shinu rishus for? The answer is, ahani shinu rishus. Dilu kama kani b'chia gavna de lo yoyiv gufa gzela ele yoyiv dami. The sheni afilu dami lo yoyiv. Which is also fascinating. I'll explain in a minute. Aval iar minon yush kedi lo kani shinu rishus lo mahani midi. The kalheka the koi brishus say the mare koi. Bahavalek ilu lo nisyo asho habaylim. And then he continues. He says aval lo yitachein lo mar kein. You can't say this. Shema mina zeu tamishol davar yush be gazon lo kani. Aval lo keach me gazon kani a yush. Velo shanu. I'm sorry. Velo shinu rishus gorem. Sorry, below Yushenu Moel Klum, but the Yush is Koveya. Okay, and then the question is, what is the argument about Yush Hashinu Rishus, etc. Okay, we'll get back to that. So, but the first Ha'ara, the first idea of the Tosfos Rid is very fascinating. The Tosfos Rid thought that basically, it is a case of Yush Hashinu Rishus. But if Yush Kedi is low Kani, then Yush Hashinu Rishus is not Kani either. And that's essentially the debate. If Yush Shinu Rishus is based on Yush Kedi Kani, so why do you need the Shinu Rishus? So Tosfos Rid says, for the Tashlumin. And what's interesting about that, as a model, what's interesting about that is, it sounds like he's interpreting that the Chiyuv Tashlumin that you pay in the case of Yush is not a result of the original Maisa Gzela, but it's a result of the Kinyan. I guess we know there's now this is a rich argument and debate, and a wide ranging debate. Again, we have our Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Samech Vav Amud Aleph. We have the implication of the Ramban in Bamitzia Chavav Amud Beis. We think that that's part of the Tosfos Rid's whole analysis, which is interesting, about the difference between maybe Gneva and Gzela. In Karen, Kain Shaganov, those who were here the first semester, right? And Samech Yom Adal, that radical Tosfos Rid. So we know this is a huge and interesting issue. And the Nesivos brought it up with regard to Shiur, and we'll get back to that, Bikinyono. So the point is, it seems like Tosfos Rid, he doesn't say this part. This I'm just saying, well, how would it make sense? Before he's Dochid, what did he have in mind? Ma'ala al-Daito. The answer is, Yiush is Kone, the Be'en, but it's a Kinyan Gzela, which is Mechayev Yutashlumin. And Yish Vishinu Rishus is a free and clear Kinyan Gzela. That's what he thought. However, Yish Vishinu Rishus cannot work, again, as opposed to saying what? As opposed to saying, the only reason the Shiv Tashlumin is for a Gazel. So, accept that, as long as there's the Be'en, he doesn't pay, he returns the Be'en. So when he doesn't return the ben anymore because he's kona biyush, so then he has to pay the tashlumin. The reason the lokeach is not going to pay the tashlumin is because he wasn't the gazlan. There would be no reason for him. But on the other hand, if you say that the chiyuv tashlumin flows from the actual kinyan in the chefetz at the time of the yeyush, so then it would have been possible to say something similar to about lokeach, and we'll soon see that according to the Rambam, we actually do say something like that, because the Rambam holds, and so does the Ravid actually, quoted by the Rajba, that what? Ari? That in theory, and in fact sometimes, so the Rambam depends whether he's a gone from Forsum or not, but that Lokeach will pay.
Right, but there should be a few coming unless there was a
good. Okay, right, but the point is, yeah, so basically what ends up though is that this day of the Tosfos Rid holds that Yush Kedi Lo Kani means, and he says it, Ki'ilu Adayin Avali Amin Yush Kedi Lo Kani Shina Rishus Lo Mahani Midi De Kalhecha De Koi Bershusei De Mare Koi Mahavale Ki'ilu Lo Nisiyashu Abaylin. That formulation again, that La'achar Yeush is Kelifne Yeush, according to the Manor Yush Kedi, that's what we find in the Tosfos Rid. So what do you need? Shina Rishus? The answer is Yush and Shinu Rishus, according to the Manor, but Yush Kedi Kani is still valuable for tashlumin purposes, as opposed to saying that either there is a chiyuv tashlumin, which is sitas Rambam v'harayved, or that there's for sure no tashlumin, but for a very different reason, not because the kinyan is a different kind of a kinyan, but because the tashlumin are all a result of the original ma'aseh gzeila, nothing to do with the kinyan gzeila. Is everybody clear on that? Okay. But Tosfos Rid then is a very excellent example of a view, this havamina, this suggestion that he had, that yish kedil lokani means nothing works, and that yish hashina rishus isn't a rehabilitation of yish. It's only according to the mandamar yish kedi kani. Now the question is he the only one who holds that way? Just hold off on the question one more second. So let's look at Rashi for a minute. Okay, what's the issue and the problem in Rashi, Adam? Rashi in the Mishnah. Say that again? What does it bring up?
The issue of Shinu Maisa?
No, if we can leave that alone. That's not our problem. The first Rashi, Harel Shalo. Right? Notam Mochsin es Kamor v'nasal Kamor Acher. Notam Listam es Ksusa v'nasal Ksusa Acheret. Harel Shalo v'nei Shabayim es Yashu Mehen. How does Rashi interpret? The Mistama es Yashu Abayim Miyad v'kaninu Heich. The other guy is Kona. B'yeyush Hashina Rishus. Exactly. So Rashi says the Mishnah is talking about Yeyush Hashina Rishus. That's where Rabbi Kivager jumps in. Go ahead, read the, if you have it there, Adam. One second. You read the right one? No. Now read the second, the one in Rashi. Well, we'll get to the other Rabbi Kivager in a second. Okay, go ahead. Kashali. Ubaisa. Ikadamri. Oh, so what's Rabbi Kivager asking in a word? Number one, he likes Tosis, that there is no Shina Rishus. Right? He doesn't think it's possible to say that the Mishnah and the Braisa are arguing whether or not Shina Rishus Bal Karchach Shema Shina Rishus, because of the continuation of the Gemara. Right? I'm not so sure why. We'll get to that in a second. He says, basically, Mimanav Shach. If Rashi was right, that the Mishnah was talking about Yishu Shina Rishos, how could there be a day in the Gemara that argues? And the day in the Gemara that argues says that they argue about Yish Kedi, Kani or Lo Kani. What would Tosfos Rid answer to that question? If you hold Yish Kedi Lo Kani, or whether you hold Yish Kedi Kani or Lo Kani, is precisely what determines whether or not Yish Hashina Rishos is Kona Belidamim. So conceptually and even practically, the argument is about Yish Kedi Kani. But the case is a case of Yish Hashina Rishos. Right, that's how Tosfos Rid would answer Rabbi Kivager's question on Rashi. He doesn't like the fact that it is a goof of the machlokas, that Tosis' point, Bal Karcha Lova, the Mishnah thinks it's Yeush or Shina Rishos, the Gemara thinks that it's Yeush Kedi, and it's not Shina Rishos, because it sounds in the Gemara like the issue is whether or not everybody agrees Yeush Kedi, even if it's Yeush Kedi Kani, that maybe there's some sort of chasidus, midas chasidus, to give back to the Baalim Arishon. So he doesn't think that that's the machlokas. Okay, fine. So what else could one say for Rashi? The Tosfos Rid, we just said. Or, this may be a slight variation on the Tosfos Rid also. That is, maybe the argument I don't know why Dafka by Yishin Shin Rishis Bal Karacha.
It's a worse type of Shin Rishis. Just doesn't.
Maybe. I don't know. I think, again, along the lines of the Tosfos Rid, but just one other point. And that is, the way the Tosfos Rid formulated was that there's the Yeush, basically, which is Kona, and Yeush and Shina Rishus, the combination of Yeush and Shina Rishus is. If Yeush Kadi Lo Kani. Yeah. If Yeush Kadi Lo Kani, then there's not going to be Yeush or Shina Rishus either. So it could be that gufa is the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa. In other words, the way, put it this way, the way the Tosfos Rid interprets, right? The argument is Yeush Kedikani, because that dictates whether Yeush Shina Rishus Beli Tashlumin is akin. According to Rashi, it seems like Rashi in the Mishnah is a little bit of trying to avoid that. Sounds like he's happy in the mission that this should be Yeush v'Shinui Rishus. Okay, and it doesn't sound like it's just because of the question of Tashlumin. Maybe he doesn't hold this point of the Tashlumin, but maybe the way to read the Gemara according to Rashi is as follows: Tana Gnata Machzir LeBailim HaRishonim, meaning this will not work. Yeush v'Shinui Rishus will not work. It would say like Rabbi Kibager, the Machlokas in the mission of the Brice is not whether this is considered Shina Rishus. Either it is or it isn't. Let's assume, according to Rashi, it is. But what this day on the Gemara is saying is that Yeush and Shina Rishus, according to this day in the Braisa, will not work. Why? Kasavar Yeush Kedi Lo Kani Umeikara Bi Sura Asaliyade. What's the word Meikara? So here Rashi says, Yeush Kedisha Nisyasha Balam Yad Moches Lo Kana Hamoches Beyush Levado. He adds below Nesinas Damim O Shinui Maisa, which the Nesinas Damim is strange, by the way. V'chiasa Liad Sheni Beisur Asa Liade. So this is very interesting. That's another anomaly in Rashi. If the pshat was the way that Rabbi Kivager is suggesting it is, that the debate in the Mishnah and the Gemara is Yeush Kedi Kani or Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, then that's what I asked Ari before. How do you read the word Meikara in the Gemara? So the real debate is about Yeush Kedi, and the word Meikara has to refer to the Mochsin or the Listim, correct? The result of there not being hetera soliado, meaning of Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, affects the lokeach as well, because there is no Shina Rishus, according to Bali Tosis and Rabbi Kivager, or because Yeush Shina Rishus is founded on Yeush Kedi Kani, according to that explanation of the Tosis Rid. But you can't explain it exactly that way for. It doesn't seem that's exactly what Rashi is saying either. Because Rashi says that the Mikara Bisur Asaliyado here doesn't refer to the Listim and the Mochsim, it refers to the Lokeach. Not Lokeach, I mean the recipient. So what is Rashi really saying? It sounds like Rashi thinks that this Mandama the Braisa, we don't paskin like him, but this Mandama the Braisa has the following Shita. The Mishnah says, Tziyush and Shina Rishus. And Yeush Shina Rishus is Kona. And the Mandama of the Braisa says, Yeush Kedi is Lo Kani. And since Yeush Kedi is Lo Kani, i.e., Beisura Asaliado, so Beisura Asaliado torpedoes Shina Rishus in combination of Yeush. In other words, let's go back one step. Unlike the Tosfos Rid, Rashi's not saying in the Mishnah that Yeush and Shina Rishus only works if you hold Yeush Kedi Kani. The Mishnah holds that even if Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, Yeush and Shina Rishus is Kani. But this day on the Gemara is saying, no. If Yeush is Lo Kani, then Yeush and Shina Rishus is Lo Kani. But the reason for that is because Isur Asaliyado will then affect not only the first guy, the Goslin, but the Lokeach as well. That's the Chiddush of the man damar in the braisa. That according to Rashi's reading. And then Rashi's totally, that's the answer to Rabbi Kivager's question. Rabbi Kivager asked against Rashi, how can the, but the Gemara says, Yish Kadi, lo kani. So how could the Mishnah be talk against the Braisa? The Mishnah is talking about Yish Hashinu Rishos, and the Braisa is only talking about Yish Kadi. The answer is, the Braisa is a mandamar who we probably don't pass him like, who holds that the basis of undermining Yish Hashinu Rishos is that Yish Kadi, i.e. Bisura Saliyado, is not something that you can overcome even with a third party. You continue to be plagued if you hold Yish Kadi, Lo Kani, you continue to be plagued even below Keach. Now why should that be so? Because it's what we said before. If you hold Yish Kadi, Lo Kani, is more limited, and it's just a problem of the gazlan, or the interference of the nigzal, right, initially. So then it's going to be limited to the gazlan. But if you hold Yish Kadi Lo Kani Bisur Asaliyado means that there's no chalos yeush, or that the chi of hashava, you know, can never be, always is attached to this chayfetz. Right? And it doesn't depend on the nigzal or the gazlan. A chevet ha-gazel, belief shinui, the stigma of the gzela, whatever you want to call it, bisura saliyado, it never goes away. So then it's not going to help you if it's a lokeach either. So that's what Rashi will explain. Rashi l'shitaso explains that the mikara, the sura saliyado here refers to the shinui rishos and achanami. But it's because the sura saliyado is passed on to the shinui rishos. That's the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Now again, you have the other Gemaras, and you have the Gemara in Kuf Tezvav, and so on, that and all the other Gemaras that imply that Yush Hashinu Rishus work, they're exactly arguing they hold like the Mishnah, not like the Braisa. But there's a day in the Braisa, I'm interested in the extremes. So both the Tosas Rid and Rashi, each in a different way, if I'm correct about Rashi, I'm speculating. But to protect Rashi from the questions of Rabbi Kivager, I think this is, and the Diyuk and Rashi, I think that's a pshat. Yeah. Oh yeah?
Yeah.
On, here on Kuf Yadalad?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine. Do you have the language there?
Yes. It says, Yish Kadi Lo Kani Hu, Rashi Akam Deho, the Yish Kadi Lo Kani have the Kikodim Yish. Number Pistol El, Pekrish, Pirka, the Rashi Mizah Goz Bule, who pairs Rashi, the Asheni Asa Kigoz Lo Mibala, the Zeo Kagampi Kalas Sisim Hagamara, and make Karim Yisur Asa Yadeh.
Sounds like it, like
yeah, he also brings the same idea to Rashi that the Yisur Asa Yadeh is on the Sheni.
Oh, he is quoting that, the Mikara one.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what he means in the Mishnah. So, okay, very good, excellent. So, according to Rashash, so we have basically, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara in Kofi, number one, we've been able to answer Rabbi Kivager's question. Does he quote Rabbi Kivager's question?
Maybe it's not Kivager. Book of Tosos.
What?
I think he does, yeah, he goes to Kivager.
And he's answering Rabbi Kivager with this.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent, very good. So basically, according to the Rashash, we have an explanation for Rashi against Rabbi Kivager, and we also come out with a very interesting shita, namely the man damar, the braisa, who holds that yiush plus shinui rishus will not work. It's rare to find that, right? That debate. And that the reason that it will not work, so now we have two reasons why it wouldn't work. One is a Tosas Rid who will say yiush shinui rishus itself is based on yiush kedikani, the advantage only being the tashlumin, and then you have to explain tashlumin the way we explained it in the Tosas Rid. That's one chiddush. Now we're saying for Rashi, no, that you don't have to say. Yush and Shinui Rishus in the Mishnah is according to the Mandamar Yush Kadi Lo Kani. The debate is, when you say Yush Kadi Lo Kani, can it even be an obstacle for Yush and Shinui Rishus? Why would that be? Because Yisur HaSaliyado is incorrigible. You can't get rid of it even with Yush and Shinui Rishus. Okay. Was there another question? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it answers the second part of a Mekiv Eger Kasha, because whatever other machlokas you make up, aside from Yeyush Kadi Kani or Lo Kani,
right,
you can put into the machlokas between the first Lashon and the second Lashon and the Braisa. So technically,
why can't we? So let's just try it. 1 second. Tanim not a master the Bailam Rishonim because of Yeyush Kadi Lo Kani, but it's fine. Okay, good. Ikad Amri and Balahachsu Yachsu the Bailam Rishonim. I just think that this is an important line either way, but I'll explain in a second. Ikad Amri and Balahachsu Yachsu the Bailam Rishonim. My time Yeyush Kadi Kani. Meaning. So now the way we would explain this would be Yish Kadi Kani in the same sense that Yish Kadi was Lo Kani a second ago. Namely, when you have Yush and Shina Rishus, then it's Konel, like the Mishnah said, because Yush is effective, it's just not effective against Bisuras Aliyado as a separate factor. And when you have Shina Rishus, that's going to work, right? Well, I think you have to read that Rashi that way. Miu Yamar Yashi B'mamun Shina Shalom Masu L'Balam Rishon. So let me just speak about that for 1 second. Either way, that's an interesting line in the Gemara. But the Gemara says that it's Midas Chasidus. If the guy says Yafshi B'mamun Shina Shalom, he has to return the chayfetz. Is that obvious on the level of Midas Chasidus even or not? So here, of course, it depends on what Midas Chasidus is. If you interpret Midas Chasidus in the weakest and most, you know, Hilchos Deos sense of the term, name a person wants to be to do lifnim lifnim mishuras adin, but even beyond, you know, the legal definitions, then of course it's not difficult to explain this line in the Gemara at all. It just means, you know, it's ill in some respect, it's ill-gotten gains. Even if there's no shame and no shiur bekinyan whatsoever, we find, you know, lotzei sidei chavaso or midas chasidus, I don't want anything to do with it. It came to me through a process of gezela. That's all the Gemara means, and there's nothing more to talk about. Is it possible that the Gemara means more than that? What the Gemara here is saying is, like we talked about a second ago, about the Yisra Hanoa of the Rambam, or Mitzvah Babavera, or Tzvicha Mechira. Is the Gemara saying that even though there's kinyan, there is still a shame gazel? To be literal in the Gemara, Midas Chasidus, in other words, is not a Hilchos Deus Midas Chasidus, but a Hilchos Gzela Midas Chasidus. And the key word to emphasize would be the words, the Mamon Shena Shalom. Is it really Mamon Shena Shalom? Or is it Mamon, you know, Shehigia Liyado, you know, Al Yadei, you know, or Shehigia Al Yadei Yisr? Maybe not Liyado Al Yadei Yisr, but Higia, you know, Ech Shehu Al Yadei Yisr. If the words Mamon Shena Shalom, on some level, this Cheftish al Mamon retains Gazel, if that's accepted in the Gemara, then that's a bit of a Chiddush. It's a bigger Chiddush if you hold that the Sugya is talking about, I'm not sure if this is what Ephraim had in mind, it's a bigger Chiddush if you say that the Gemara is talking about Yush Vashina Rishus. If it's only talking about the Mandamar Yush Kedi Kani, so then what it is a good support for Rabbeinu Tam. Udimei, Rashi also may hold that way. We'll get to Rashi Shita. If the Rishonim will hold that Yush Kedi Kani, V'afa Pichein, Mitzvah Babavera, or other things, they have a good support in this Gemara, because the Gemara is calling it Mamun Sheina Shalom. He can keep it, but it's Sheina Shalom. To say that about Yush Vashina Rishus is more difficult, although not impossible, especially when we consider that it might be Mechayev Damim, according to the Raibid, according to the Rambam. But I don't think it's hard to read the Gemara at all. I think that's how you have to read the Gemara, according to Rashi.
The structure of a Mekini versus Kash is that if the Machlokas in the Gemara is anything other than whether Yesh Kedi is Kona or not Kona,
right.
So then, Im Kain, Echam Rinon, Ikodamri, and Bav, Hule, my Tami Yesh Kedi Kani, but Yesh Lomer, the Svilek, Masnisen, to Mikri, meaning for Rabbi Kineger, the machlokas is
right. That is because that's because Rabbi Kineger. I understand because Rabbi Kineger is interpreting Yush Kedi Kani as opposed to Yush Vashinui Rishus. Once you say that Yush Vashinui Rishus is signified by the word, if there's the alternative Rabbi Kineger is giving for Rashi, which is that the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Brayis is the machlokas what is Shinui Rishus, then he's right. The whole point is that we're escaping from that. With Rashash is escaping from that by saying that that Yesh Vashina Rishus also depends on Yesh Kedi Kani. Not that that's where Kivega is reading Rashi is the Mishnah holds that this is a case of Yesh and Shina Rishus, and therefore it's fine. The Braisa holds that it's not Shina Rishus, therefore it's only Yesh Kedi Kani of the regular, and so on. Therefore he has this question, well, why not just go back to the Mishnah and say Yesh Vashina Rishus? But according to what we're saying is the debate is about Yesh Vashina Rishus, just that conceptually Yush Vashina Rishus itself depends on a certain understanding of Yush Kedi. Then the continuation of the Gemara is fine. Yeah?
According to the second, when we were redacted from Mamon Shein Oshali, what's the point of the Yomar? What's the difference if he says it or not? It's a little idea where it's not his.
No. What we're saying is he has a Kenyan, but the stigma remains. The issue isn't here whether the Yush Kedi is Kani. The question is whether the shame Gazel remains despite the Kenyan.
What's the difference if he says it or not? why is
I mean, if he's concerned about it. Not if he says that. I mean, if he's concerned about it. If the guy's saying, meaning, if he's, we're reading, if he's thinking, not, it doesn't have to, it's not a Mrs. Deepor. I mean, if his thing is, like, he can't, you know, he's concerned, you know, that he's walking around with somebody else's kefetz.
If there's a stigma, it
shouldn't
matter if he's concerned or not. Should he have to give back?
No, and that's what a chivlot says. They should, I mean, it's a nice thing to do, and but it's not legally binding. I mean, again, there are different gradations of these things. That's what I'm saying. Some things could be, you know, lefnim mishuras adin, but lefnim mishuras adin ifechos gzela, or it could be lefnim mishuras adin ifechos deos. That's all I'm saying. That it's lefnim mishuras adin and that he has kinyana. He didn't steal it. Right? And not only that, he's a victim in his own right. Let's not forget who he is here in the case. In the case of the Mishnah, the guy's a victim. The question is, can he lessen his own victimization by, you know, receiving something from the, you know, from the criminal, right? Sure, or should he be worrying about the, you know, his fellow victims out there?
Why does the Gemara tells us the guy can do what he wants either way?
What?
The guy can do what he wants either way. It seems like the Gemara is teaching us a din that if he...
All the Gemara is saying is, I don't understand your problem, really. I don't see it. Ikadamri, imbala haksir, if he wants to give it back, yaksir lebalam rishonim, because iomar yafshi bebamushin, if he has very, very high standards, then Masa the Balam Rishonim. We're not obligating him to do that because he didn't steal this object. He himself is a victim and he has kinyanim. But if he's a kind of guy who says, you know, I want to be lifnim lifnim mishuras adin and I don't want to have anything with a shemetz of gzela in my rishus, we're not willing to say to him that there's no shemetz of gzela here. There's a shame gzela, just like mitzvah b'aveira. You can ask the question the same always. I mean, according to the Rishon Rabbeinu Tam, who says that, you know, it's not shalo tovech v'shalo mocher, it's not shalo lin and mitzvah b'aveira, so how can he keep it? The answer is there are gradations of, you know, that's what the law is about, you know. Yeah.
We say that when they're trying to give it to him, and he realizes it's not his, because that's what Rashi seems to be indicating with the mission, that's just the mice of the cases.
Right.
That at that point, he decides not to have das to be kona, because he wants to return to the original violin. And then he's declaring
as the guest. That doesn't sound like the Igadamri. I mean, one could say such a thing in general, but the difference between it's not
saying, yeah, that's the Yama Amar that maybe that Dai's looking for. That at the time they're trying to give it to him, he sees, oh, that's not Freddy, that's Bob, and of course his name.
Then you wouldn't say Yishka Dikani.
Then the. No, putting Rashi's pshat.
Oh, you mean, I like the, I have the Yush, but I don't have the Shina Rishus part.
Exactly.
Maybe, it's great.
For Rashi, and then he has to return it down because he didn't have Das.
I mean, it's not Chassidus.
Right, and right now it's not.
What does Rashi himself say? Doesn't Rashi say? No, Rashi says Shechassid.
And so because he's a Chassid.
Oh, that's why he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it, and that's not Mamashul
okay.
At that point.
Maybe.
And then he will return it.
And then you don't have to come to my conclusion, which is that even Yush, Shina Rishus, Kona, still has a stigma. Just that this case is no shin rishus because the chassid, he doesn't want anything. He doesn't want to be kona under these conditions. Nice, definitely a possibility. Okay, let's get back to again. I don't want to get so bogged down on this point, but yeah.
There's one other very quick thing. I think the shonos that the Rebbe is reading in Yafshi Bavamon Shigino Shalim might be two the shonos in Rashi and Beya and Daf Lamed Vav or Lamed Zayin.
That what?
The Gemara brings down a story. There was somebody who brought 300 measurements of Beirutzi Hamidos to Yerushalayim, and he said, you know, these are Beirutzi Hamidos that people, you know, officially purchased from me, but that I don't really want them because they're not mine. They didn't have time to wait around and tape them. And
the Gemara
said, give it back. So Rashi explains what the dialogue is there. Why was he trying to give it to the Gizbarim, and why did the Gizbarim refuse it? So in one lashon they say the Gizbarim said to them, "Oh, you know, the Bailim were miyayish and you were already konet or something like that." And another lashon is just this mechila meikara that they never really expected to buy it in the first place.
You're saying like maybe what Michael's saying?
I'm just the two lashonos in what mamashin actually, whether it's hilchos deiros or hilchos gneiva.
Good day. I'm saying in general we find this all over the place. I mean, we find it, you know, lots of sedei chavaso, yeah, shiba takonis chachamim, yeah, shiba. I mean, in general, okay. So good, we can add that to the right. Okay, right. 1 second. Oh, by the way, this of course gets back to Rabbi Kivega's first question. Rabbi Kivega's first question is Tamuli besuga dilelka samach lav medbeis shehiksha bayilari meoro shabalabayis amatsnisen dehacha mucha kari dal kohanim yishlechud lo kani. Okay. So anyway, so again, this is Rabbi Kivega that the suga is ma yishkadi kani yishkadi lo kani, but if you hold like Rashi, The whole sugya is not about yush kedikani, it's about yush and shinu rishus. So basically what we said is, just to sum up, well, the reason that we said all this was, we're looking for expressions of yush, according to Manam yush kedi lo kani, does bisura saliyadu apply to shinu rishus as well? Does yush kedi lo kani affect yush vishinu rishus or not? So basically what we have is a very fascinating Tosfos Rid, this on the link between Yush and Shinu, Yush Kedi and Yush and Shinu Rishus, also on the idea that Yush and Shinu Rishus might have been a candidate for Tashlumin, and the difference between Kinyan Yush Luchud and Kinyan Yush Shinu Rishus. That's a very fascinating point in the Tosfos Rid. That's one issue. Then we have Rashi, as the Rashash understands it, to save from the question of Rabbi Kiveger, which is, again, we're talking about Yush and Shinu Rishus in the Sugya, but the issue depends on Yush Kedi Bisura Saliyado and how implacable that is, whether or not it is so implacable that you just can't get, or can't overcome it with Shinu Rishus either. That, I think, is a very important idea. That's how apparently Rashash reads Rashi as well, so we're happy about that. And then, as for the continuation of the Gemara, so Michael has a nice suggestion that maybe the Gemara is about Shinu Rishus Bal Korcho or Shalom Midaito. Okay. But Pashtus, I think the simple, normal way, or the more conventional way, let's say, to read the Gemara, is that we're talking about Midas Chasidus. Even that, I think, is an important issue. A, what level of Chasidus are we talking about? Deus or Gzela? If it's Gzela, then it may refer to the Shame Gozel Bechefza. If Michael's suggestion is correct, we can bypass all of that. And if, you know, the reading is the more conventional way, so then, depending on how you read this Gemara, either it's about Yush Kedi alone, which is in keeping with Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashis and Gittin and Sukkah, which we'll get back to, or even Yush Rishina Rishus, even after Yush Rishina Rishus, there would remain some sense of Chepetz She'ena Shalo, and that would be a bigger Chiddush. Okay, so that's if it's Yush Kedi Lo Kani, or Yush Kedi Lo Kani, but there still remains some room for maneuvering. Okay, if there is some room for maneuvering, and it's not that we're going to compare Lachar Yeush to Lifnei Yeush, like Tosfos Rid said. So then, how are we going to explain these phenomena? We're going to explain in the following way. Number one, any halacha that depends on simply removing the active interference or active continued interest of the Nigzal, we're going to say Yeush is effective for. Again, if we said there's no Maisa Yeush, maybe not. But even then, practical issues in which the continued persistent interest of the Nigzal is a problem, we certainly should be able to justify, even if Yeush Kedi Lo Kani, that Yeush is going to be a factor. Okay. That's one level. That would explain, possibly, Shitas HaRamban. What is Shitas HaRamban? What is Shitas HaRamban?
One on
Kufya Dalet, Muchamos. What's Ramban's view on Yush Kedi Lo Kani, Yush Shinu Rishus? Remember? David? Ramban is a very, 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 very strong. We've mentioned it already, but now it's time to speak about it a little more. And we had it actually, we talked about it when we talked about Shinu Hashem.
And Shinu Mais. The
Shita, as far as Yesh Shinu Rishus. Yeah. Yesh Shinu Rishus, Yesh Shinu Hashem, Yesh Shinu Maisa.
It seems that the Shino is the Gemar, so to speak, and that
I wouldn't say that. I would not say it that way. That would not what I would pick out from the Ramban. What's the dominant Shita Saramban here?
Okay,
the Ramban's very, very strong in his view. Right? Without a teras aliyade, there's no yeush. Ramban says, yeush kedi lo kane means yeush. He says it, the question is, does he mean it? Yeush is nothing. Yeush kedi lo kane means yeush is out completely, and it cannot even combine l'kinyanim. Right? Ah, yeush v'shinu rishus. Ramban says there's no such thing as Yeush Shinu Rishus. But there is. The answer is Yerush Shina Rishus is just another way of saying the Hetera Asa Liyade. That's Ramban Shita. And therefore, says the Ramban, I reject the Balamor's view. Balamor's Shita was what? Daniel? What was Balamor's view on Kuf Yud Aleph? Remember? Tzvi? Whatever it is, I know these were seen a little while ago, but it's all connected. That's why you just have to. Dovi? Yeish combines with Shini Hashem. Yeah. Or it also can combine with Shini Maisa Kaldu. And it can also combine with Shini Rishus.
Right,
as long as it's in the right order, he says, the debate about the order, we pass in, that has to be in the right order. So Yeish plus Shini Rishus, Yeish plus Shini Hashem, Yeish plus Shini Maisa Kaldu. Correct? Okay. That is Shitas Balamor. And the Raavad agrees with part of it. And the Ramban says, absolutely not. No Yeish Shini Hashem, no Yeish Shini Maisa, not even Yeish Shini Rishus, just that Shini Rishus, it's Betei Ras Eliyade, and it's Dumya Daveda. And the Ramban is very, very strong on this point. If you have the language of the Ramban in front of you, okay, one second. He just says it, it keeps repeating it, Number one, he says Shini Hashem doesn't need Yeush. He attacks it from both sides. Shini Hashem and Yeush are not a combination because Shini Hashem doesn't need Yeush. Shini Maisa only works because it's Shini Hashem. That we discussed in the first semester. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban. Shini Hashem is independent. It is actually the core and foundation for Shini Maisa. So it doesn't need assistance from Yeush. The Ramban has a very high opinion of the role of Shino Hashem. That's number one. As for Yeush, she says, even if Shino Hashem did need some help, you're never going to get it from Yeush of Yisur HaSaliyado. Because Yeush of Yisur HaSaliyado is nothing. Where does he say that? Afal Bishakosav Harav Abad Shino Maisa Koldu Tzorech LiYeush Eina Mechuvar. Period. It doesn't work. The raya is, if it was a combination kinyan of two factors, let's say each one working partially, says the Ramban, then you'd be able to switch the order. We'll have to answer that according to the other Rishonim. That's Ramban's argument. The order is the decisive proof. The kivan de bahi shaita de asal yade adain rishus bailam alav. Right? Kol shekain legazlan atzmo de asal yade bi isura de lokani. Vafila bahadeh shine Hashem. So if shine rishus doesn't work together with Yeush in any real combination, then certainly when there's no Lokeach, and we're talking about the Gazan himself, and he has just a combination of Yeush and Shini Hashem, that's not going to work either. The only reason that Shini Rishus works is because of Hetera Saliyade Dumya Daveda. Ve'afilu man de palig v'ha, moda v'ha. Even if somehow you were to disagree about the order of the Yeush and Shini Rishus, even then you would never say Le Gazlan Yeush Shini Hashem works. Ukashamri Yeush Shini Rishus Dekani Mishum De Teiras Aliyade Ma'achar Shekvar Nisyashu Dumya Daveda. That line Dumya Daveda is crucial. U'mechlal Zeh Atalamad De Shini Hashem. That's what I was referring to, by the way, about a week and a half ago when we started these shiurim. I said, but the Ramban of all people, what do you mean Dumya Daveda? Ramban and Beta Peretz also both have this strong belief of Shini Rishus plus Yeush is midin Dumya Daveda, but for different reasons we'll see in a minute. I said, of all the people, the Ramban, given by Metzia Chavav Medbeis, that Teiras Eliyahu is not really a requirement in Aveda at all. But it's only a problem of a Yada Kiyada by the Ramban and by Metzia that we discussed. That's why I suggested that really there are two points in the Ramban. Ramban thinks that in Aveda, even if it would be that you picked it up before Yeush, it would still be Bateir Asaliyada. He just has two dinim. There are two dinim. There's one called in Aveda Mekamed Asaliyade because of Yado Kiyada Bailan. That's one issue. And there's a totally different issue, and that's Bateir Bisura, which applies only to Gezel. In any case, listen to the language of the Ramban. Bechlal Zeh Talamed, the Shinu Hashem Eino Tzarech LeYeush, She'im Ein Shinu Hashem Bilvad Kona Af BeYeush Lo Yikneh. Shara Yir Zeh Eino Klum. Hol Bisura Gmura Asaliyade. U'Kashem She'ein Kona, key words here, K'Shem She'ein Kona, Eino Mitztaref Liknos, L'Devrei HaKol. Again, the Rishonim are going to argue with this. They're going to say, just because you can't do the whole thing doesn't mean you can't contribute. Right? As for the order, there might be a different reason for the order. Ramban is convinced. Kimo she'enu mitztarif b'hadash shinu rishus, b'shinu rishus v'achakach yeyush. She'al b'shinu mitztarifim b'kona b'yush v'achakach shinu rishus, she'zeh klolo shel yeyush, kol hechad b'yisuras liyado, lav klumhu. You couldn't want any clearer statement than that. That's the Ramban. However, what does he do with all the evidence of the Baal HaMor about the shinu yashem? He denies it completely. You have to read the whole piece, right? So what does he do with the other evidence? Michael, do you see it? Baal HaMor brings all sorts of rayas that we need Yush together with Shinui Hashem. Ramban cannot deny all of the evidence. In this case, he doesn't. So what does he do with it? In the same piece, same section, just this one section I told you to look at. Yossi?
You say that
Yeush has to precede the Shinui Hashem, even though it's not working in common. The Ramban is very subtle here. Ramban says just because you sometimes require Yeush in order for the Shinui Hashem to work is not the same as saying that it's a combination of Yeush and Shinui Hashem. It's not a combination. But I will agree that sometimes Yeush needs to precede Shinui Hashem. Isn't that semantics? Not for the Ramban, because the Ramban has a very clear understanding of what is meant by the concept of tziruf. The Ramban says tziruf means two factors that contribute to the kinyan, that contribute positively to the kinyan. He says that's not what's ever happening in Yeush v'shinu rishus, or Yeush v'shinu yashem. What does happen, though, is something else. Sometimes you need to remove a technical obstacle in order to be korei shem. What technical obstacle is that? And here he has different formulations. So earlier on, Ari, go ahead. You need to somehow neutralize the bailin because your machshava l'inyan, he says this in two levels. First, he thinks of it in very practical terms, and even then there are two formulations. Right? You get to see how the mind of the Ramban here, he's playing with it. Basically, he says, if the bailin is running after you, and you can, you're constantly looking over your shoulder, so on one level, just practically, not everybody knows the halacha. Not everybody knows the halacha that he can be korei shem, or that he can have machshava l'inyan kalim if the bailim is running after him. And therefore, lamaisa, just the fact that you think that you don't have the ability to do it is going to interfere with the capacity to do it. That's the most practical formulation of the Ramban. Therefore, you need the yeush for him to know the guy's no longer after you, so you can have confidence. So the first, that's the second explanation of the Ramban, actually. The first explanation of the Ramban is a little more fundamental, and that is, it's not just a matter of confidence, or confidence of knowing the halacha, it's a matter of a certain, I guess, decisiveness of the decision that you're going to make. You're going to be korei shem, you're going to give this kli a certain designation and purpose. Right? But to do that, you have to have a certain sense that you're going to be holding on to it and keeping it. And if he is not Messiah, and he could take you to court any minute, and he's going to come after you, so willy-nilly, you don't have that measure of control. And the lack of measure of control is a chisaron in Hilchos, Kriyas, or Kvias, Tafkidim, or Tashmishim, in Hilchos Tumas Kalim. I'll read you these two lines in the Ramban very quickly, unless you have them already, Ari. Do you have them there?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. These are the two lines. This is after, again, you'd have to read this Ramban a few times, because it seems like he says on the one hand, the Ramban, Mal Baal HaMor is totally wrong, there's no combination. Then he goes ahead to explain what the combination is. But what you have to realize is, and sometimes takes a few times to reading this, you have to read almost the end when the Ramban explains how Yish Kedilo Kani Suras Eliyado, it means absolutely nothing. If it doesn't work completely, it won't work at all. It won't work even partially. What you have to understand by the Ramban is that he's making this subtle distinction. And that is, partial kinyan is different than an obstacle, a factor which is an obstacle, which is a practical obstacle or a legal obstacle that needs to be removed. That's not the same as a partial kinyan. Okay, go ahead. If you have the line, go ahead.
I was
going to
read from
V'Tachin. No, V'Tachin is actually the most fundamental. Okay, the V'Tachin, we'll read it first, maybe. Later on, the Ramban says, V'Tachin, maybe I went too far. And maybe it's not just a din in Tumas Kalim, and it's not just, you know, purely a matter of confidence, or even a practical matter of, you know, whether or not I have the level of decisiveness knowing what's going to happen in the future for Tumas Kalim. Maybe it's a din in Kriya Shem and Shinui Hashem in general. And then he compares, so that's the most ambitious of the three formulations. That's V'Tachin. So read V'Tachin first. Okay, we'll just go backwards. V'Tachin, Shinomar, go ahead. Oh, so this is it's a very fascinating mashal too. So here's the most ambitious of the Ramban, but he doesn't think that this ambition ruins his shita, because in the very next line he still tells you. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about Hilkach Rav Yosef to Mukal Utzva below Kitz on Tzarich Yirush Kedei Kedi Sheyehei Shinu Hashem Shinu V'Yiknebo. The Ramban is saying a subtlety in all of this. He says, but none of this affects my shita. My shita is that Yeush might be a necessary prerequisite for Shinu for Maisa or Kalos Shinu Hashem, but Shinu Hashem is Kona Legamri. The V'Yitachen is for Shinu Hashem also you have to be a Bailim L'inyan Shinu Hashem. To be a Bailim L'inyan Shinu Hashem, for that you require maybe Yeush. As opposed to if it's a Shinu Hashem which is based on a Shinu Maisa Kolduhu, so there's something to objectify it anyway. Otherwise, there's nothing to objectify it other than, like, what's the difference if somebody in the street gives a shame to this object? And somebody else will give another shame to it. The answer is, even if you don't, only somebody with a connection to the Chafetz can start designating it and finding it. So if there's somebody else out there who, before Yehush, who has a connection to, on what basis can you be Korei Shem? He's got to at least step out of the picture, and you're the one who caused him to step out of the picture to give you the authority to be Korei Shem. That's the most ambitious. Just one more second, I just want to read the three formulations. That's the most ambitious. The second most ambitious is the first one, actually, earlier. Second. Do you have that? And that's the evidence that he can't argue with. Shekivan, go ahead. Shabailim. Oh, so here he's saying this might be a special din in Tumas Kalim, in Kvius Kalim. And that is, if the guy's going to keep hounding him and he's going to ultimately take him to court and reverse it, so that undermines the decisiveness of his own Kriya Shem. That's the second level. Inami? That's also din in Tuma. So this is the weakest, right? This is basically Shini Hashem doesn't require anything. Even without Yeush he could do it, but he doesn't know that he could do it without Yeush. And therefore he's just indecisive. Okay. But these three formulations in the Ramban are all according to his view that these are prerequisites for Kviyus Shinu Yashem. And even the example in the Lo Yitachen, which is the most ambitious of the three, as I say, what does it compare it to again?
Shinu
Hafrashas truma shalom idasa bailin. Do you need bailas for that? We all know that. Well, not all. I mean, those of us who were here last year know that this is a big issue, right? Maybe you don't even need shlichos to mafir somebody else's truma. Sugin adarim dafam advav. Discussion of the sugin and kedushin. You need shlichos. Ramban's own sheet about that in Gittin Samech Heywood Base, right? So we need to coordinate this. But basically, you don't really need. But the point is, you cannot go to somebody else's property and be mafresh his truma without his with against his will, because who made you who gave you the koach to do that? Who gave you the authority to do that? But you don't really need to be the bialim either. What do you need? That on some level he shouldn't object. So that's accomplished through zochen ladim shelo b'fanav, or that's accomplished through shlichus. The example that he gives in the Lo Yitachein is a perfect example, short of bialim. This isn't quasi-kinyan. But if you needed quasi-kinyan, he said, you wouldn't have it. Yish would never help you. Yish kadi lo kani lagamri.
The strongest formulation would Ravan then still be conceding maybe that Yish does accomplish something in terms of the bialim, in terms of maybe the sila kabbalah, the bialim.
I do think so.
Conceding everything.
I think maybe even according to the second. According to the second level. So what I'm suggesting is as follows. Even according to the Ramban, who takes such a hard line here, when you require just removing the obstacle of the nigzal, there's still room to talk about Yeyush. Now the Ramban himself thinks that has nothing to do with any combination of Yeyush, Lin, and Kinyanim. Right? But even according to the Ramban, with his hard line, he'll admit Lin and Tumas Kalin, and maybe Linyan Shinui Hashem generally. Now, it's not such a hard call to say, well, the other Rishonim will say, that removing the influence of the Nigzal is itself part of the partial Kinyan. They could argue with Ramban on that point. There could be two points of argument with Ramban. Number one, the scope of this halacha, when you remove the Bailim's influence and they're bearing down upon you, or the possibility that they in the future are going to be a factor here, how much does that accomplish for you in a positive way? Moreover, can you even say that that's a part Kenyan? That's a partial Kenyan? Hafgasa Nigzal, maybe the Ramban made too light of that. Maybe the Balamor didn't really argue with the Ramban so much on what it is accomplished through Yeush, according to the Manom Yeush Kedilo Kani. Maybe he really argued with him in evaluating what that agreed upon accomplishment is considered. Maybe that's what a partial Kenyan is. I don't know. I'm not sure. But that's why I wanted to highlight that this, at minimum, you have Hafgoas HaNigzal. If you take it a step further, you might say, well, if Isuras HaLiyado, right, is about Hashava, so then we could take it even a step further than all of this. So number one, we might say anything that is outside of the issue of the personal gain, ill-gotten gain, whatever you want to call it, of the Goslin, Yishkidi could be Kani. Maybe Surah Aliyah doesn't apply at all. It's an inhibition on the Goslin's Kinyanim. Whether it's for moral reasons, like Echote Niskar, or it's for legal reasons, he has the Chiyav Hashava dogging him. For either reason. But Lu Yitzuya, you're dealing with somebody else, or anything less than his kinyanim, full kinyanim, Yush is his kona. You don't have to say the Rambam in order to say this. I mean, the Rambam goes further. And even if you go somewhere in between these two, one drop less, so let's say Yisura Saliyadu affects more than his personal kalos kinyan. But we still might explain, like we said before, and that is, so it's based on a Chiyav Hashava, the personal Chiyav Hashava that he has that remains even after the Nigzal's out of the picture, that's still something to be overcome. Right? Maybe there are other factors that can do, maybe that's what the Balamor, the other combination Kenyan people would say. Maybe Shinu Hashem can do that. Or better, maybe Shinu Rishus can do that. Because the Lokeach is not the Goslin. So not only is it, you know, the fact that even if we were to say good, Yisru Asal Yado is a real inhibition, it's not just that he personally can't gain. The Chiyav HaShava interferes with Kinyan. The Chiyav HaShava of the Goslin who did the Maisa Gzela. But not the Lokeach, who did nothing. So Mitzad HaNigzal is nothing. Mitzad HaKone, there's nothing. Why not have a combination Kinyan? And maybe Shini Maisa Koldehu can help you with that too? Or Shini Hashem? Okay, so now let's look at the actual shitas. Okay, I see it's late, so okay, I guess we'll stop here. Let's finish this off tomorrow. I want to do. I'll tell you what exactly we'll do tomorrow. Aveda. Firstly, I just mentioned to look at Shittim Kubetzis and Bamitzia a little bit. Aveda and Gzela, the singing Bamitzia Chavav Mebeis, does La'achar Yeush make a difference on Nita Klase? That's one issue. Quickly. Then I want to revisit just very briefly again Kufyud Aleph, which I think I mentioned, maybe the Makor for the Rambam, and even if you don't know like the Rambam, Tosis's view I think is a very, very important example of again where the Gemara actually says it, Rav Chisda says it, the role of Yeush, and if you neutralize the Yeush, the interference of the Nigzal, the Inyan, Ratzon Mizegov, Ratzon Mizegov. So we'll look at that. Then I want to look at the formulations, the Ramban we saw today, but I want to look at the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. I want to look at the question of how there can be Shina Rishus if you use Kedilo Kani, that formulation. I told you also, if you get a chance, look at the Tosis Rid on Kuf Yud Beis Somen Aleph. I told you to look at this one? Dir Maso Velo V'atanya Bein Gedolim Bein Ketanim Einum Chayavim. Kuf Yud Beis Somen Aleph. It's... number your dollar if you have this one. I don't know this. Below, Tanya Ben Gadol Ben Ketanim Chayavim. It's a little piece. Look at that. So I want to speak about that for a few minutes. The different formulations of how you get Shina Rishus if Yush Kedilo Kani. And then we'll turn our attention to a little more to Yush and Shina Rishus itself. Back to the question of what is Shina Rishus? What about Bal Korcha? What about Betos? What about Bekatan? Those kind of issues and how they're impacted. And of course, the question of Damim, the Raivan and the Rambam against the other Rishonim, and then the Ksos and the Sivas on that, the Shir B'Kinyano, we'll try to finish that off tomorrow. Then, on if we can finish that off tomorrow, then on Tuesday, I'd like to go through the Mitzvah of Avera part of the Sugya. I gave you some things to look at. Also, just look at a few more in the Sugya and Sukkah. I'm not going to get into the bigger picture of Mitzvah of Avera. That's a massive question. You know, that'll just get us too far in. But the question of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi and those issues I want to touch on. I might touch on some of there just a little bit. Mostly, we'll stick to the local question. But look at the Rashis in Gittin, Nun Hei. Also, Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Rabbein Aleph and Lamed Rabbein Beis. Also, Rabbeinu Chananel here in Bava Kama on Samech Zayin. Amud Aleph, it's in the Otzar Gonim here, in the Otzar Gonim in Bavakam, the Rebbeinu Chananel. It's also quoted by the Ramban and Gittin, the Nunei Amud Aleph, if you want to know. The Tosasin, I told you already, our local Tosas, on Tosas Lamed Amud Aleph, in Sukkah, Tosas Bavakam, Samach Zayin, Gittin, Nunei, Rebbeinu Tam, Sefer Yashar Kuvcha, Tosas Shans here in Bavakam, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, in Shidduk Gebetzes 231, Column 1, Givim Asom Binayin and Ode. The Rajban Gittin I gave you. If you get a chance, also the Ritva and Sukkah, Chav Tesla Beis Sofdir Maskal Lulav, from Umiyu, Eno Nifsal, Lo Midin Lachem, Lo Midin Mitzvah of Avera. And if you also, just very quickly, the Balamor and the Ravid and the Ramban in the Sukkah. But again, on this issue, just the Yush and Shino Rishos, we're going to keep it local. Also, just look at the Gemara about Avan Kareem.